The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. And Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it came from, although the servers who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this as the beginning of his signs at Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be, Lord Jesus Christ.
We are celebrating the feast days. These days, again, the second Sunday, we have another feast of Epiphany. Epiphany we celebrated last 3 Sundays. Last Sunday was also the Feast of Epiphany. What was last Sunday? Do you remember? Baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is also the revelation of God. He revealed himself. Today is another revelation that he reveals himself to the people, and his glory would be recognized by the whole world. So it's another Sunday we celebrate how God reveals himself, that he has the power, he has the authority, he has the divinity. And today the request of the mother was very crucial, that yes, how can he disobey mother? Though he says, "It is not my time," but he has to obey the mother. And that's why Mary's role is very special in the church. The Orthodox and Byzantine churches, they celebrate the Epiphany in the same day, but we Roman Catholics, we have the 3 days of celebration, and this is seen in the church many times, that how God reveals his divinity. And the Gospel of John, it says it is the signs and wonders. When we Catholics use the term Cana, we are usually referring to marriage. The marriage preparation program are often referred to by many as pre-Cana programs, or here in America, focus group or marriage prep of 9 months. How many months? 9 months, yes. So it's a long preparation, nice preparation happens. I was a teenager, kind of. When I was in 1991, yeah, I joined the seminary first time, and that is only the time I was assigned to go to Paris as a seminarian, and they asked me to teach the marriage class. Teach the marriage class, and yes, as a teenager, little bit, yes, maybe on my 20s, yes. And my uncle says, "What are you going for?" I said, "Marriage class." "Marriage class? You? What do you know about it?" And he says, "Yeah, I don't know." "But I have to go." "Yes, I don't know when I..." I went over there, and we have to take the public bus, so I have my luggage, and then I got down the place. I do not know where is the Paris, but there were 2 nuns. So nuns were there. They got down from the bus. So I'm chasing them Wherever they are going, I am going, thinking I carry my luggage and I am going. And somebody recognized me and says, "There is he coming. He's a seminarian. Yes, he's coming." And he says, "What? He's a seminarian? He looks like a teenager, little boy." And the nuns turned around and they see, "Oh, yeah, okay, good. Let us come. Come this way." So they took me to the Paris. I was not aware which is the Paris even. And then again, 25 couples are there ready for getting married. And they have to go through the preparation for 1 month in a boarding school. Both husband and wife, they have to stay, talk, reflect about their lives, what they will be in the future. So certainly it is not very long preparation, but yes, it is good, at least something is happening. Not 9 months, but at least 1 month, but they have to stay in a boarding school, one side the girls, one side the boys, not together, no. Yeah, and we have to watch. And so my job was to teach them prayer. And during Christmas time, lots of singing, yes. Yeah, so I will teach them singing, yeah, the Christmas songs in my language. So yes, I'm good with this also. So in my own place, I'm, yeah, that way I can spend that time. You know, it was a great time, good time. The leader of our group was a girl, very smart girl. I heard after our marriage prep and marriage classes, they got married and they are hearing the wedding. But unfortunate, maybe it was not a good teaching or something, or we could not touch her. There is a pastor and the nurse sister, nun, is also there to teach them. But yes, on the day of marriage, that girl, he left his friend, the wedding partner. After the wedding, she left him and ran away with another guy. So I said, wow, it was a complete disaster what we told them. So yes, something was wrong that she could not figure out. And eventually, at the end of the day of wedding, when the bridegroom party goes another place, they go, yeah, from this village to that village, she ran away on the way with another guy because they came with another car and another thing, and she suddenly got down and the Muslim guy took her away. And says, wow, it was a disaster, yes. She was the leader of our group and she ran away. Wow. So that is what marriage happens sometimes, yes. Sometimes when we are not prepared very well, we do not know each other very well, yes. How many of you have gone for marriage celebration? Everybody? Who has not seen any marriage celebration any time? Have you seen celebration? Marriage? No? All of us, yes. In our place, there are also, it happens, it is a custom kind of 25 couples together in the same church. So there is for the other sacraments, our boys and girls for confirmation, the Eucharist, that is our celebration also for the marriage. So yes, it is a wonderful time. You will be seeing the couples dressed up nicely, and there are all the families all around. So joyous moment, beautiful moment to see those couples and their families. Lots of good celebration. And yes, in the place where I come from is not only one day celebration. It is only a week. So for a week, you just enjoy. The joy is there, the celebration. And some are drunkards also. So, so they do enjoy the drinking. So some are drunkards, but they do like to dance around and drink and enjoy the celebration of wedding. Celebration of marriage is amazing that God has given to us. He himself today, we see the Jesus and his mother are for this party. They have gone for the wedding celebration. We Catholics believe that the Lord is present in the celebration and in the living of the sacrament of marriage, which is very special. Sacred, one of the sacraments, which is very, very important in our community, in our lives. Actually, the preparation of marriage begins many years before the bride and groom meet each other. The child or teen or a young adult who nurtures his or her relationship with Christ is preparing for marriage centered on Christ. He or she is preparing for the sacrament of marriage. Those who come for Mass, those who are here in the church, they have been preparing for long. So it is always a sacrament of marriage the young people prepare for their future husband and wives. They pray for each other for a long time so that they can recognize the person in a special way who or she can be in Christ. They look for someone with whom they can pray for the rest of their lives. They look for someone with whom they can celebrate life in every aspect of life, physical, emotional, and particularly spiritual. They must not choose someone based solely on the person's physical qualities or abilities. Yes, chemistry is important, but the physical must be united with emotional, and more important is the ability to share the spiritual life, the spiritual journey. And most people spend many years in schooling, preparing for their career so that they will have good jobs, they go to college, take special courses so that life can be good. But the young need to spend time and energy preparing their lives with Christ as well. And that's why we come to the church. That's why there are young people, young adults, that they should prepare themselves. If Christ calls them to Him through another person, they will be ready for Him, for Christ. For the vocation of the sacrament of marriage is sacred, is the call to Christ through their husband or wife. Then if we so bless, the vocation to the sacrament of marriage will flow through the natural result of the physical and spiritual love, their children will be born. And that is what we try to pray right to life when we talk about the vulnerability of life we talk about that comes because of the love, the spiritual love. And that will flow out, the children will be born. So the children are always welcomed in the Catholic couples, in the Catholic marriage. Their love for Christ and for each other, loving them back as parents. They will seek new ways to guide their children to the Lord. At the same time, they will be strengthening the kingdom of God by increasing the number of committed Catholic life. And that is what we are called. At the wedding feast of Cana, Jesus turned water into wine. Jesus solves every problem of our lives because He is the wine. He is the master. He has the divine power. That's why He becomes the center. Even Mother Mary is requesting Him. This was the beginning of His hour. The time of the Lord's passion is death and resurrection. That is which we reflect all throughout the year in our Masses. Events should now rush towards the evening, when instead of changing water into wine, Jesus would change wine into His own blood. Holy Thursday, we remember. Events would rush to the afternoon when the body and blood of our Christ would be sacrificed on the cross, His Good Friday. And then the new life begins in the morning, His Easter Sunday. This is the Lord's hour, His time to redeem us. And that is the way Christ works in our lives. Wherever is the problem, He comes in and offers Himself so that we can be redeemed. So the changing of water into wine, the beginning of the hour, teaches us about a special sacrifice. Every Mass which we celebrate is a sacrifice. That sacrifice which we celebrate here. These marriages that seek the Lord as their center are seeking to love as He loved. to love with a sacrificial love. Sacrificial love. The husband must always put his wife before himself. The wife must always put her husband before herself. And that is what Jesus talks about, the sacrificial love. The needs of their children must be before the needs of the parents. That is the sacrificial love we talk about, expressed in countless times in the daily routine of our Catholic families. All Christians are called to sacrificial love, whether they love, this love is expressed within a marriage or within the life committed as a single Catholic, as a priest or nuns. The great gift of marriage is that the married are continually challenged with ways to love sacrificially. Occasions present themselves daily, whether it is doing the shopping or the laundry, changing the baby, getting the child to soccer game or dance or competitions, working harder to provide better life, taking the car in for an oil change, or simply getting off the couch to play with the kids. All are expressions of sacrificial love, which are the routine of the marriage. All are ways of living the sacrament of marriage. And that is what we are preparing ourselves. We are being asked. But today we know that how our world is challenged. This very sacred matrimony can be attacked by the society, by the culture, and then we become the victim. There would be many places where the celebration of marriage are affected by different values of the modern world. There are marriages that takes place in without commitment, only for a few days, and then the family is affected. The sons and daughters are affected. So in our neighborhood also we can see how the marriage can be broken easily, because there is no commitment, no fidelity, no loving relationship, no sacrificial aim. And then we see how the world can be chaos. And therefore, today, when we are celebrating this second Sunday, let us pray for one another. Let us pray for the couples who are going to get married. Let us pray for the present couples that, yes, we prepare ourselves, nurture ourselves in the presence of God. Seek out the person with whom we want to get married. Pray for each other. Pray for preparations. Yes, chemistry may draw you with cute girls and with cute guys, but more than that is our spiritual bond. In the center is Christ. So all of us who are married, they have experienced many ups and downs, but still, they are in need of love. So do not ever stop loving each other, forgiving each other, able to say sorry to one another. Yes, there are days or occasions when the spouse is not at his or her best. And there are days and occasions when you might not behave best. But never give up on ourselves, on each other. Seek the sacrament of penance and reconciliation and confessions, just to have your sins forgiven, but to strengthen your marriage. When we hear the people saying, "I'm sorry, Father, that I was not good with my wife, I was selfish with my wife or with my husband," and that is the greatest thing that we can hear, that is the sign of the healthy marriage, when a husband and wife, they can say to each other, "I am sorry," and ready to forgive one another and strengthen one another. And that is the sign of good marriage. They are putting up the fight with themselves to be in a strong marriage and better and committed marriage. And that becomes the society. That is the community we prepare. And there is the greatest family God gives to us. So let us pray for one another. Pray for the committed life and faithful life and the fidelity in our minds. And many those who are preparing the wedding feast of Cana, Jesus comes in to turn ordinary water into wine, is the joy when Christ comes in the married couples, in the celebration of our lives, he transforms our lives with joy. Let us pray for us and for the domestic church, for the families which are around us, which is being attacked at any time, but by the grace of God, we will be able to be receiving his grace, his spirit, his wisdom in our lives. May God bless you as you come to his altar. Amen.